Thank you for being with me at this very difficult time. Thank you, Susan, for that. Fortunately, sets up an unreasonable expectation of some kind of uplifting proceedings. No, I'm not the sort of entertainer that comes on. A lot of the younger comics come and say, hey, how's everybody doing? How's Walthamstow? Expecting you all to go, yay, but I do know my demographic reasonably well. Were I to come on and say, how are you all doing? You'd go, well, you know. Eventually, you reach a stage in life where you start to make peace with the fact that none of your hopes and dreams really came to very much. And for a long time, you throw yourself into parenthood and don't really address any of your own issues. And then by the time the kids are off your hands, your own parents become a problem. And then they go and you're next in line. But I suppose this country is bucking the international trend and moving to the left. I'm convinced of this. Now, some of you are thinking, well, I don't necessarily agree with your politics. I don't expect all of you to agree with my politics. Some of you will be wrong. But I think we probably agree on more than you think we do, because people say, I'm not a socialist, because that's how people who don't agree with me speak. I believe in the free market, because you all speak like that. And actually, nobody believes everything should be in the public sector, and nobody believes nothing should be in the public sector. Most people are on a continuum. Everybody likes the NHS, which is socialism in action. Everybody likes the fire brigade. No one wants it to be taken over by Brunson and become Virgin Inferno, you know. And you might think you're somebody who likes to look after number one and be independent, put yourself first. But if you ask yourself what you really, really would like to see, the kind of future, the kind of world you'd like to see, you'll probably find your answers involve an end to world hunger and the beginning of world peace, meaning you've got more in common with Miss World contestants than you might have imagined. And if you've got a hairless bikini area and lighter skin than most people in your country, you're in with a chance. Because I think, and so the estate agents are renaming everywhere, like Tower Hamlets is now called West Glyndebourne. Like when people say, oh, St. Wreatham, eh? I first heard that joke 35 years ago, and it was quite funny. Now when I hear it, I stab people in the eyes with a compass. But people, oh, Streatham, eh? Don't they call it St. Wreatham? No, they fucking don't. We still call it Streatham. Fuck off. Only North London people would say that because you're all cunts. Anyway, sorry, I get it out now and then we can move on. It's just, sometimes it needs to be said. No, I won't retire. You just keep going until you're finally older than Barry Cryer and he speaks at your memorial. So many of Barry's contemporaries have died in the last couple of years. And every time Barry says, oh, I was only speaking to him on the phone the other day. And some of us have noticed a pattern to this. And when Bruce Forsyth died, I said, Baz, you didn't happen to ring Brucey, did you, last week? Yes. I thought, oh, fuck. The man's a killer. He's a fucking jinx. He rings me most Saturdays. I don't pick up. Anyways, I'm going to go. Thank you. You've been a caution. Walthamstow.